Greetings, saints. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. We appreciate you so much. Father, we ask for your grace today. We thank you for the warnings, and we thank you for the faith, and we thank you for your vaccine to keep us from the curses upon this world. Thank you so much, Father. Amen. Well, all right, saints, let's get after it. I want to talk to you a little bit about something I think is pretty important. What research has been showing very clearly is that flu shots spread the flu. Our nurse, Eve, said they are closing all of the two county schools and all public events and school events due to the flu epidemic. And after she sent this to us, of course, there was another county that went down. She said 40% of students are out sick and 30% of the teaching staff are out sick. And this is in addition to hospitals being at capacity or overflowing. Let me ask the question, why are such a great percentage of students and teachers all over America catching the flu? And the answer is because these are forced to take the flu shots. The rest of the public doesn't do it in that percentage at all. And many hospitals are filled to capacity. So why does the flu shot cause such a higher percentage of flu? Well, research shows that the flu shot spreads the flu. I'm going to share that with you in just a minute. And as you know, we've been showing that it was all planned. Another thing we're going to talk about this hour is research also shows that vaccines are useless to heal the flu. And I found the death statistics for 2015 from the CDC. And a couple of them listed were chronic lower respiratory diseases. Now, we know that the chemtrail does this, but the chemtrail and the flu makes it a lot worse. It's a binary biological attack. So the chronic lower respiratory diseases, 155,041 for 2015. For influenza and pneumonia, notice they put them both together, 57,062. Let me say that many who are recorded as dying from pneumonia falsely when it was really started by the flu. In January of 2018, there were recorded more deaths than in the whole previous flu season. Now, we know God's method, Exodus 15, 26, and 27. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his eyes, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And Psalm 91 proclaims the same thing, that the Lord is a refuge, and that they who abide in the secret place of the Most High, he said, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent, for he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And backing up just a little bit, he said, verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it will not come nigh thee. Well, all right. So, with that little bit of background, let's back this up just a little bit, okay? And I'll put these links on the site for you to go to. And this first article from Natural News, they weren't doing the research, but they're reporting the research. It's called Flu Vaccine Bombshell. 630% more aerosolized flu virus particles emitted by people who received flu shots. Flu vaccines actually spread the flu. And that's by Mike Adams, or he's actually reporting the research. 630% more aerosolized flu virus particles emitted from people who received the flu shots. He said a bombshell new scientific study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Okay, so these are supposed to be respectable people. Finds that people who receive flu shots emit 630% more flu virus particles into the air compared to non-vaccinated individuals. In effect, this finding documents evidence that flu vaccines spread the flu, and that so-called herd immunity is a medical hoax, because the herd is actually transformed into carriers and spreaders of influenza. The bombshell finding is documented in a study entitled Infectious Virus in Exhaled Breath of Symptomatic Seasonal Influenza Cases from a College Community. The study authors are, and there's a list of them here, detailed in this bombshell study have been revealed by Sayer G. Green Med Info at Green Med Info, a site that is rapidly becoming one of the world's most authoritative sources on intelligent analysis of real science. Green Med Info has published 500 studies that document the adverse effects and injury of vaccines. And then it gives the link there to look at that study and others. Many studies are on that site. Lots of proof for this. Lots of proof behind it. You won't be able to convince people who, you know, idolize doctors or medicine of anything because they've got the pharmakia demon. But if you look at the proof, it's easy to see. Okay, reading on. 630% more aerosolized flu virus particles shed by vaccinated individuals. The study, which examined 355 volunteers who were sick with flu-like symptoms, found that people who previously received flu shots emitted sharply higher quantities of flu virus particles that can infect other people. Here's from the study. Fine aerosol viral RNA was also positively associated with having influenza vaccination for both the current and prior season. So it builds up. You know, if they change the virus every year, you know, and you keep getting another dose of this and that one, that this one works better, and then you just, and by the way, this just destroys your immune system and many other diseases overtake you. Okay. This is on purpose, folks. So I'm going to read on. We provide overwhelming evidence that humans generate infectious aerosols and quantitative data to improve mathematical models of transmission and public health interventions. Our observations of an association between repeated vaccination and increased viral aerosol generation demonstrated the power of our method, but needs confirmation. Shockingly, people who received prior flu shot vaccinations were found to emit 6.3 times, or 630%, the number of flu virus particles emitted by non-vaccinated individuals. This means, prepare yourself for this realization. that the most responsible way to avoid infecting other people is to avoid being vaccinated with flu shots. People who receive flu shots, in other words, are responsible spreaders of the flu. They're the ones making other people sick, just as we've observed for years. And then there's a bunch of studies here listed, which I'm not going to go into. And there's also a bunch of links here for you to go and watch videos. Anti-vaxxers are responsible citizens because they don't shed viruses and spread disease. Self-reported vaccination for the current season was associated with a trend toward higher viral shedding, that means spreading, in fine aerosol samples. Vaccination with both the current and the previous year's seasonal vaccines, however, was significantly associated with greater fine aerosol shedding in unadjusted and adjusted models. In adjusted models, we observed 6.3 times more aerosol shedding among cases with vaccination in the current and previous season compared with having no vaccination in those two seasons. In other words, just to repeat this, people who avoided vaccines spread less than 1/6 the number of flu virus particles compared to those who received flu shots. Thus, non-vaccinated people are the ones who don't spread the flu. The anti-vaxxers, it turns out, are the ones protecting the children after all. Yet to hear vaccine propagandists like Jimmy Kimmel say it, people who don't get vaccines are very nearly child murderers. No, the child murderers are the people that are designing the vaccines, and grown-up murderers too. That's the false narrative of the corrupt pseudoscience vaccine industry. Here's scientific evidence that the flu vaccine spreads the flu. These results reveal the shocking truth about flu vaccines that few have dared utter for fear of being branded anti-vaxxers, or worse, I should say. Flu vaccines spread the flu. Is it by design? We'll cover that in a later article. Clearly, if this finding is accurate and reproducible, flu vaccination may actually make you more likely to infect others, explains Sayer G. in his Green Med Info article. We have been reporting on the conspicuous lack of evidence for flu vaccine effectiveness and safety for over a decade, based largely on the underreported failure of the Cochrane database review to show them effective and safe, despite hundreds of industry-funded studies that have attempted to do so. And there's a link to learn a lot more about that. Far from the current tactic of the vaccine industry blaming non-vaccinated people for spreading disease, this study reveals why it's actually vaccinated children and adults who keep spreading infectious disease. They are the ones shedding the flu virus particles that infect others. This also explains why flu outbreaks frequently occur among children who are already vaccinated with flu shots. By the way, I just mentioned that, you know, that the highest percentage is in schools where they force the children to get the flu shots. Children that don't get the flu shots, like homeschoolers, they got an edge up on a whole thing, right? Okay. Herd immunity hoax collapses in the face of real science. Furthermore, the so-called herd immunity effect that often touted to push more vaccines on everyone has been exposed as a complete hoax in this study. If vaccinated people are the very ones spreading flu virus particles into the air, then the herd is spreading the flu, not preventing it. Herd immunity, it turns out, actually becomes herd multiplication of the viral strain, since the herd is weaponized into flu virus spreaders. This finally explains why so many children who get infected with the flu, or measles, or mumps, and other infectious diseases, tend to be the very same children who were vaccinated against those diseases. The vaccines transform children into carriers of the disease, infecting others and contributing to the epidemic. And this in turn results in panic among the news media, which urges everyone to rush out and get vaccinated as quickly as possible. And within a few days, a second wave of infectious begins to spread, caused by the vaccine itself. Vaccines, in other words, are self-perpetuating infectious disease spreaders. Their role in society as currently structured is to cause infectious disease outbreaks that create a surge in demand for vaccine sales. The media's role is crucial in all this, as it's the job of the media to create fear and panic among parents, then urge them to have their children vaccinated. This perpetuates the spread of the disease and sets up the entire scam for another round of outbreaks, panic, and vaccine sales. Vaccine marketing relies on vaccines spreading infectious disease. The product markets itself, in other words, while crack cocaine and heroin rely on addiction for self-perpetuating marketing, vaccines actually cause the very conditions they claim to prevent. Each outbreak then becomes another marketing push, and the cycle repeats in waves as children are injured and killed by vaccines all across America. And it's not just children, it's all the way through the cycle. Children and elderly are the most affected, but it's not just the children. But they put so much guilt on people because of the children. That's how they're doing it. But the truth is, no, they're murdering people. To keep the medical scam going, any person who dares cite legitimate scientific findings that question the vaccine dogma of the modern medical cartel is immediately branded an anti-vaxxer and marginalized by the media. Thus, vaccines are never subjected to scientific scrutiny. That sounds kind of like the politics we're dealing with nowadays. People can say anything without any proof whatsoever. And, of course, they couldn't have got away with that years ago. But now they can say anything against anybody and overthrow elections and overthrow presidents and do such things as that. Okay, thus vaccines are never subjected to scientific scrutiny, since all science that observes effects which counter the vaccine dogma is sidelined, attacked, or ignored. Only findings that support the pseudoscience vaccine narrative are accepted by the medical establishment, thus ensuring that no challenge to vaccine safety or effectiveness can ever see the light of day. And this is how the vaccine industry continues to carry out what has often been called a medical holocaust. While stifling skepticism, science, and critical thinking that dares point out the risks associated with widespread immunization policies. Save lives by staying informed about the true risks associated with vaccines. And there's quite a few links in here to very good videos concerning all this. So let me go to, this is greenmedinfo.com. Oh gosh, you talk about scientific studies, this is full of it, just full of it. Now, I'm just going to read to you some of the research concerning vaccination and what it can't do. Okay. Here's one. Influenza vaccination for healthcare workers who work with the elderly has no effect on laboratory proven influenza, pneumonia, or deaths from pneumonia. That's what the study proved. I can't read the study to you because there's dozens of them in here. Okay. That was from January the 1st, 2010. Here's one from October 28, 2011. There is a lack of evidence for the effectiveness of influenza vaccines in adults aged 65 or older. Okay. Another study. There is no solid evidence available supporting the belief that vaccines are effective in preventing influenza in the elderly and or any of the rest of them. But that's just one study. Okay. Another study. We concluded that there is no credible evidence the vaccination of healthy people under the age of 60, so now we're getting the rest of them, right, who are healthcare workers caring for the elderly affects influenza complications in those cared for. So now we've proven that, look at all the people who are responsible to take care of people who are being taken out by the flu because they got the flu shot. Eve told me in the hospital she works in that there were 15 people, 15 nurses that refused the flu shot. And, of course, the hospital beats up on them, sends around, you know, articles to, these are the ones, and then they name their names, you know, these are the guilty people. But, you see, she's still walking. And she's still working, and she's working overtime for the people who did take the flu shot and were taken out. Okay, and of course, you know, the elderly, people taking care of the elderly, can spread it to them, and you know how quickly they get taken out, right? Another one, annual influenza vaccination hampers the development of virus-specific CD8. T-cell responses necessary to protect against influenza infection. So your defense mechanism is destroyed by influenza vaccination. Influenza vaccination may increase the risk of Guillain-Barre syndrome. Yes, I've known of people that got this right after the vaccination. Influenza vaccines were not shown to be effective among children 6 to 59 months of age during two influenza seasons. Another one, swine and influenza vaccines induce anti-ganglioside antibodies associated with autoimmune neuropathies such as Guillain-Barre syndrome. Once again, your defense mechanisms are down. Vaccinated obese adults are twice as likely to develop influenza and influenza-like illness compared to healthy weight adults. Interesting. Here's another one. Variation in the viral genome and negative effects of serial vaccination likely contributed to poor influenza vaccine performance in 2014 and 15. Serial vaccination. You know, in other words, every time a new strain comes out, who knows about the new strain, whether it's actually a mutation or somebody mutating it. And who knows? Because it obviously makes these people a lot of money. The powers that be, a lot of money. Widening influenza vaccine coverage is not correlated with declining mortality rates in any age group. The benefits of vaccination are substantially overestimated. Guillain-Barre syndrome following H1N1 immunization in a pediatric patient has been reported. H1N1 vaccination has been linked to possible new onset seizure. I'm just reading them off here. Influenza vaccination did not reduce the risk of subsequent hospital admission among patients with vaccine failure. These findings do not support the hypothesis that vaccination mitigates influenza illness severity. Genetic immunity functions today as the greatest natural barrier to the pandemic spread of influenza among humans. That's another review. Here's another one. This review finds no reasonable evidence to support the vaccination of healthcare workers to prevent influenza in older people. Oh my goodness. So, where's the proof? They've never have had the proof. They've never proven that vaccines are safe. They cannot be safe with the dangerous chemicals that are in them. They cannot be. This is doctors have said people do much better just taking vitamin D. I'm not promoting that. I promote faith in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. But they say you do much better taking vitamin D. Okay. Listen, here's a list. This is 11 adverse pharmacological actions researched for vaccination. All. Okay. And it's listing them from the worst to the least bad. Okay. Immunotoxic. It destroys your immune system. That's listed as number one. Neurotoxic, your nervous system. It poisons your nervous system. And of course, there's research all behind each one of these. I'm just naming the titles here, okay? Tumor necrosis factora, TNFA, upregulation, and that's another one. Immunosuppressive, okay? The next, inflammatory, interleukin 6 upregulation, teratogenic, abesogenic, myotoxicity, hepatotoxic, apoptotic. Okay, and this site here is greenmedinfo.com, and there's so much research on here. Very, very interesting, and there's no research to actually back up the safety of these vaccines. Here's an article. The flu is going pandemic. Worldwide epidemic diseases. End time plagues. Now, I'm not suggesting the theology of this person. Not completely, but he does mention something in the beginning that I think is pretty good. And this is on Before It's News. It says, the worst is yet to come. God sent original plagues of biblical proportions on Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Now, we've been talking to you about the Red Sea, and it's happening. Okay. And also, by the way, let me point out that this judgment of the plagues before the Red Sea came just before the wilderness, which the Bible calls the tribulation. These 10 plagues, recounted in Exodus 7 through 12, brought about the release of Israel from bondage. Well, we have discovered in the dreams that the Lord is going to use this to take out people who are keeping his people in bondage, both in individual families, in churches, in different places where people are keeping his people in bondage. These are the Egyptians. Whether they call themselves a pastor or not, they're the Egyptians that are keeping God's people in bondage, and they have to go. So God uses everything. The Bible says, the wrath of man shall praise thee. God uses everything. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. Okay, beginning in Revelation 8, John foresees a series of divine plagues that are the ultimate in biblical proportions. I do believe that this is going to happen later than this individual speaks, but anyway. He sees them as parallel to the plagues of Egypt, but worldwide. Well, that's true. Both sets of plagues are warnings offering the ungodly and the opportunity to repent. Well, true. I mean, We know what repent is. I just read to you Exodus 15 and 26, where God says if you obey His word, He won't put the diseases on you. And Psalm 91, where He says that He'll take out the wicked with the diseases. Wow. You mean He's in that much control? Absolutely. Both sets of plagues are divine judgments that go beyond any natural explanation. Both sets result in salvation and victory for the people of God. I have been carefully observing the reports daily now. This is not a passing thing, nor to be taken lightly. Healthy young people are dying within just a day of feeling ill. This is occurring worldwide daily now. I cannot possibly fit all the stories that I sadly discovered related to flu deaths occurring this year of young and healthy people. But please read on so that you are aware of the magnitude of this reality. They predicted and it came to fruition. And there's a link right there. Arizona health officials' flu numbers rival pandemic of 2009 and 10. And I'm not going to go to that link. And he's got a whole list of people here, young and healthy people, who died of this plague called the flu. Just a list. I don't intend to read them, but you can do it. I will put the link up. And it's then here's maps of this flu spreading very rapidly in different parts of the world. UK was covered very quickly. And that's because of the method they're using to spread it, and that is the vaccine. And the scarlet fever outbreak, there's more diseases outbreaking now, different diseases, some that we haven't seen in a long time, and that's not an accident. But let me say this, if your immune system is damaged, almost anything that's out there can take you out. Zika virus is mentioned here, just different things, different maps showing, you know, this here worldwide epidemic diseases, recent outbreaks of cholera, yellow fever, the Zika virus has swept the globe. This is already an epidemic. Doctors Dyer warning as eye bleeding fever outbreak spreads, doctors have warned its suspected outbreak of an eye bleeding fever must be declared an epidemic and emergency measures imposed to tackle the disease. Well, that's a real bad one there. Black death spreading. Fears of plague break out in Africa as eye bleeding fever sweeps Uganda. Black death killed hundreds of people in Madagascar in 2017. But now a deadly new form of the plague may have broken out in Africa following the death of a 9-year-old girl who was bleeding from the eyes. And then here's more victims, you know, healthy victims that fell to this flu virus. Okay, I'm going to move on. You can read all that yourself. Here's a doctor who says getting the flu is safer than getting the flu shot. Yeah, Ethan Huff. Vaccine news. Influenza season, now just remember that this is a doctor, right? Influenza season is upon us once again, and this year the mainstream media is going hog wild with reports about a deadly new strain of circulating wild flu that's said to be exceptionally virulent. But before you rush out to get a flu shot as protection, you might want to take a closer look at what the science has to say about the safety and efficacy of these often hyped jabs. During a recent interview with Mike Adams, the health ranger, vaccine truth advocate Dr. Suzanne Humphreys shared her expertise about flu shots. Now, this woman has been threatened and threatened and threatened by, guess what? I would say the vaccine industry. Explaining how the adverse events she observed in conjunction with their use was what drove her to more deeply investigate the nature of vaccines at large. In the process, she discovered that flu shots really don't work and often cause more problems than they're said to prevent. Her book, Dissolving Illusions, is filled with this information as well. She discusses concepts like antibody-dependent enhancement, a vaccine-induced phenomenon in which proteins that would otherwise prevent viruses from entering cells actually facilitate their invasion. Now, that has to be designed. She also discusses other concepts like original antigenic sin, also known as Hoskins effect, which is basically vaccine-induced damage to the immune system that overrides its ability to naturally ward off disease. It's got to be designed. Dr. Humphreys is well versed in these and many other aspects of vaccination that most of her critics have likely never even heard of, let alone understand. And much of this translates to her understanding about the flu vaccine, which she says is completely useless in most cases and stands to harm more than help. The media loves to spread the narrative that people who are dying left and right because they aren't getting their flu shots, but Dr. Humphreys points to the vaccines as the most likely culprit. Some of the most pro-vaccine scientists have been writing about this for years, says Dr. Humphreys, about the common occurrence of flu shots actually giving people the flu, or worse. There's one great study that showed that after you take an influenza vaccine, you are 4 to 5 times more likely to get either a different strain of influenza infection or a non-influenza viral infection that can be very, very nasty, like Coxsackie virus or something like that, and echovirus. They can actually paralyze you. Yes, we've been hearing about people. Eve says she knows a person that took the vaccine and their organs starting shutting down. And that's common across the country. It's going on a lot. Anyway, reading on, they can be really nasty, nasty viruses as opposed to the people who got saline placebo, which we actually don't see very often. Those studies are out there and can prove that what we're saying is actually true. You can watch the full video interview between Dr. Humphreys and the Health Ranger on YouTube. The link is here. It's far better to just eat and live healthy rather than get vaccinated. And I'm saying you can't get healthy enough. Health comes from God. He said, I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Health comes from God. In fact, that verse right there tells you that God doesn't just give divine healing, he gives divine health. As a nephrologist, Dr. Humphreys also observed plenty of cases of liver damage associated with flu shots. It very well could be that these non-influenza viral infections are putting enormous strain on bodily systems such as the liver, which for many patients ends up developing into full-blown liver disease. It's much better, in her view, to not get the flu shot, or any shot for that matter, because the human body is naturally equipped to not only fight pathogenic invaders when presented with them, but also to develop an immunity to them. And unlike vaccine-induced immunity, which never lasts and is questionable to begin with, natural immunity lasts a lifetime. But you have to take care of your immune system, and you can't keep pumping chemicals in there. Now, I'm not reading all this to to make you worry if you've taken the shot. If you've taken the shot, the Lord can still heal you. But you have to believe Him. Be it unto you according to your faith. He can take that stuff totally out of your system. We just prayed for a little girl who had tapeworms. I think there was something like 10 or 20 of them in her body that were longer than 5 foot long. And they were wrapped around her spinal cord. I've never heard of such a thing. And we prayed for this little girl. They gave her a 50-50% chance of living. And we prayed for her. And they went in there and they couldn't even find them. They couldn't find them dead or alive. They were gone. Their eggs were gone. Everything was gone. And the doctor said it was a miracle. So, you know, God can do that. He can dissolve kidney stones. He can totally dissolve the chemicals that you put in your body by mistake, foolishly, before you know better. He can dissolve them. He is the really great healer. Okay, reading the rest of this article. I've pretty much studied vaccines more than I've studied any other subject in medicine. More than I've studied nephrology, and probably more hours than I put in for medical school, because I feel really driven to do it, and it doesn't feel like work to me, says Dr. Humphreys. So, what I would say is that anyone in my family who has any respect for me, I would advise them not to take a vaccine ever. I don't care how old you are. I think that they're all potentially dangerous, and I think that they're not necessary, and I think that there are much better ways to deal with potential illnesses. She's talking about natural ways. So if the natural ways work better, just think how much better God can do it. Okay? So we should be convinced that this is not God's method, right? His power is made perfect in our weakness, he says. Therefore, if we're not going to be weak, if we're going to run around and trying to heal ourselves when the Bible says you were healed by Christ, that's the only way faith works, folks, is believing you have received. That's what Jesus said. All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you have received them, and you shall have them. Okay, that's faith. That's how faith works. Faith calls the things that be not as though they were. So, in our weakness, what makes us weak? Because we rest. We cease from our works. We enter into His rest through faith, right? We put our trust in the Lord. We believe what He says in His Word, by whose stripes you were healed. If we will do what the Bible tells us to do about sickness, we will be healed. There's no other way out of it. And by the way, Jesus became accursed for us, Galatians 3:13. God put the curse of sickness upon Jesus Christ on the cross. It is one of the penalties for sin. So Jesus bore the sin and He bore the penalty. He bore them both. Now, a good portion of Christianity only believes that He bore the sin. They don't believe He bore the penalty. Because they're out there busy trying to heal themselves with man's methods. But cursed is the man that trusts in man and maketh the flesh his arm. The Bible says, you know what this is called in the Bible? Pharmakia, where we get our word pharmacy from. And it's translated witchcraft and sorcery in the Bible. And it's one of the works of the flesh, folks. It's a man trusting in man. And you don't understand that there are men out there who are in high places and have plenty of money who own the pharmaceutical industry that want to kill you. They think there are too many humans on this earth. And they say they must be reduced. These are the same people. And they've been doing it. So, don't put your trust in man. The Lord warns. Cursed! Now, wait a minute. Jesus bore the curse. That's right. But if you don't trust in him, you don't get that benefit. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man, Jeremiah 17, and maketh the flesh his arm. Cursed. So, I mean, who is it that does not trust in God, does not believe in God's word? These are called the wicked. Who did we just read is God going to destroy through these diseases? That's right. He calls it the wicked. He said, the diseases which I have put upon the Egyptians. Psalm 91, once again, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. This is what faith says. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God in whom I trust. Oh, do you trust him? Well, do you just trust in his word? And why does God have to use doctors and medicine, pharmakia, sorcery? Why does he have to use that nowadays to heal people? Why would he do something that's totally contrary to his word that he said was a curse? Why would he do that? And why is he making so many mistakes? I mean, last I read from the Journal of Medicine, it states, I think there's 450,000 people die a year of iatropic causes. That's doctor-related or healer-related causes. Why is God making so many mistakes if he uses doctors? Now, I'm not putting any pressure on people who don't have faith, but we're pointing out here that these vaccines have no power to do anything but kill. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Who is it that's laying traps for people out there? The whole world is deceived with her pharmakia. Babylon's pharmakia. According to John in Revelation, according to the Lord who told it to John in Revelation. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover thee with his pinions. That is the person who abides in the secret place of the Most High. And how do you get there? By faith. That's what I just pointed out. And under his wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. His truth will defend you. The word of God. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for there's pestilence in darkness because you don't know where it is. You don't know who's got it. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what's coming out of the sky. You don't know what's coming out of people. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. The people who don't believe God's word are the wicked. Doesn't matter if they call themselves Christians or not. For thou, O Lord, art my refuge. Now, see, there's another confession of faith. For thou, O Lord, art my refuge. Look at the next statement. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. In other words, by confessing him before men, he, as the high priest of our confession, the Bible calls him, will confess us before the Father. Confess means to speak the same as. When you say what God says, he honors it. He's saying it right here. For thou, O Lord, art my refuge. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. For he will give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. When's the last time you dashed your foot against a stone? See there? I told you it works. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample underfoot. And because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. If you love the Lord, you keep his word. Jesus said, he that keeps my commandments is the one that loves me. See that? You are proving your love to the Lord by keeping his commandments, and including these that will, you know, give you God's vaccination, right? Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. How do you get to know the name of the Lord? Name is a word that means nature, character, and authority. You only get that by becoming familiar with his word, his promises. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Woohoo! Thank you, Lord. Well, all right, I've run out of time. Father, we thank you that you will bless our brethren out there to confess you before men and see your wonderful salvation, your deliverance, your health, your healing, all that you've provided. And we just believe it, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, saints. See you later.